It keeps setting my soul on fire. Whatever it is.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the Morning Drive here on KingScottRadioTV.com. If you hear my voice, that just means that your work is not done here on earth. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here this morning to first to bless you. What is this? Well, we know what it is. We got touched by the finger of love this morning. I know it's Monday, and you're going to go in to that job that you have or that responsibility that you carry. And I'm asking you this morning to go in with a new attitude. This is what we call our Motivational Monday. See, I can't promise you that you're not going to have some bumps in the road. I assure you that someone is going to, if you're driving, cut you off. But never mind that. What is this? This is the Motivational Monday. And it's how you handle these obstacles. The Bible talks about this. You go to Psalms 1. How will you travel down this road? This road is full of things to move you and shake you. But I'm telling you that if you use the antidote in Jesus Christ's word, you will be all right. You see, what you do is you counteract all those negative things that Satan is trying to set up for you. His power is limited. Jesus' power is infinite. It's going to pull you through. You have to believe. You have to trust. You have to do these things to make yourself feel good about who you are, because you can only control you. You're in control of your own destiny. When that argumentative person comes to you looking for something to find wrong, you know how they do. It's always something wrong. You didn't do this, or you didn't do that, or the supervisor wants to ride your back. It's what you do that counts. And I'm not telling you to be a yes person. You stand for what you believe in. If you're right, it will come out. It's not always evident. This is Motivational Monday, and we want you to arrive alive for the Morning Drive here on KingScottRadioTV.com. Now, the first thing that I want you to do, that I'm asking you to do, I'll beg you if I have to, smile. That's right. Put a smile on your face and tell yourself, God is going to pull me through. Now, if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, that's up to you. On this station here, we believe in Jesus Christ, period. There's no debate about that. So I'm going to put a smile on my face, and prayerfully it will ascend to you. And then you're going to handle whatever mountain that you have in front of you. Because with Jesus, all things are possible. This is Motivational Monday. Let's start off with the smile.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
This song is for you. Let's go! Motivational Monday.
There is a love and a joy that you promised me. Tell me it's all right.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up with a power that I can't explain. Fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over. zoning.
Come on, roll with me.
Nothing but clouds and it's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, but
today's a new day. But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
See, we are cheering for you. We know that this is not an easy task because there are people who are going to try to get on your reserve nerve. They're going to do something to try to upset your groove. But you're in control of that. You really are. It may not seem like it, but you are. Because you can defuse the situations. You know, sometimes you have to step away. I'm sorry, excuse me. I need to go to the restroom. Sometimes you need to defuse it. Before they can get up there, their steam and that attitude that they come with to try to tell you what you're going to do, what you're not going to do, and this, that, and the other, you can defuse it. And then you can step away. Go and pray and come back to a brand new day. Hallelujah. Come on, Lord. Come on.
Oh, Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are well on our way on Motivational Monday. I am DJ Dove, and we are coming in from above to put a blessing on you. You know, ladies and gentlemen, there are times when people will try to get you to go for what I call the okie doke. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You know, when the wolf is standing at the lectern, the podium, and here he is talking, or she, talking to a bunch of sheep, and he's telling them, or she's telling them, well, you know, I will become a vegetarian when you elect me into office. Somebody know what I'm saying? Yes, the wolf is talking to the sheep and telling them that I'm going to become a vegetarian, which means I'm not going to eat you when I'm elected. Now, why would he be saying that? They're trying to get you to go for the okie doke. But you have a better plan than that. You have Jesus. And Jesus is not going to let you fall for such buffoonery. You know what I'm saying? This is KingScottRadioTV.com. We have gotten quite a few call-ins into the station making requests. Some we're going to be able to get to and some we're not. But either way, we'll be back here tomorrow. We have a Praise Tuesday show that we put on just for you to give him all the honor and praise, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, somebody's saying, oh, they're going to be some holy rollers and all they want to do is talk about Jesus. Well, here in my house, this is what we do. This is the way we roll, soul, and we want to take you with us. KingScottRadioTV.com. DJ Dove.
Oh, and I've been waiting on. And my soul is overflowing with anxieties and expectations. Full of desires. Oh, I just want so bad. It just seems so real. It's right there. Just want to reach out and touch it. For when it all disappears. Sometimes it feels like everything is passing me by. Every now and then it feels alive. My ship has gone. Thank you.
This is Motivational Monday. I don't care what they do, and you know who they is. This is for the cool in you. The cool in you. Don't be no fool. Just stay cool. Well, my beloved, my phone has been ringing off the hook, and Melvin called in and said, could I play something cool and smooth? And he said, it doesn't matter what it is, just play it, and I'm tuned in, and I'm all ears. So this is what we got for you, Melvin. This is what we have just for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hang on in there, baby. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I need to pay homage to a person that was in my life. He's passed on now, but he kind of introduced me into radio. And the amazing thing is that he did everything by hand. He was a person that had many expertises, if that can be a word this Motivational Monday. His name is Burton Smith, and he was my mother's brother, and he could do things that just simply amazed me. I had an opportunity to actually live with him in a time in my life when I got sick, and he brought me into his home, and I learned so many things. You know, people often forget you can learn a lot of things when you are older, when you understand the language that's being spoken to you. And this guy, he had this disco set up. This was back in the day, and he made his own speakers. He made his own platform. And I was simply amazed at what he could do. It was called the 14th Floor Disco, the 14th Floor Disco. And I just watched him. You know, I've been into photography for a long time, and he helped me get myself established. When I would go out with him, I had a conversion van, and I would follow him wherever he went. When he had a show, I had a show, and he stayed busy. And I would take those Polaroid pictures. Somebody know what I'm talking about, and sell them. I think I sold them for like $7. And there was another lady. Her name was Evelyn Copeland. She gave me enough money to buy my first camera from a pawn shop. And you know, I took these pictures, and I was making money. I had my van that my father blessed me with. And I'm telling you, God makes a way for people like myself. And you can make a way for people as well. We all can play a role in success of someone else. It's not all about you. And I'm not suggesting that some think like that, but they do. Yes, they do. So I want to pay homage to my great Uncle Burton. And I want to say thank you. Amongst my 1.8 million listeners, this is how I began. And so now here I am sitting in my own studio broadcasting to 1.8 million people, and people are calling in and asking me this, and can you play that? And it all started from a little seed that was planted. God is good, and he can use anyone to bless you. So this is our Motivational Monday, and we're going to play a little bit more music, and then we're going to shut it down for today until we get to our night show, which is called Night Moods, here on KingScottRadioTV.com. I am DJ Dove. And if you want to call into the station, you can reach us at 240-522-4257. That's one number. And then we also have 240-362-7552. So we're easy to get in touch with. I am on Facebook. I use that as a marketing tool, so you can always find Kevin.Scott on Facebook, and you'll see a lot of the photographs that we have, and some some pictures of the studio, because this is real. You know, when you're on the airways, people say, are they really doing that? Yes, we are really doing it. And it took a whole lot of people to help a person like me. For those who love me, thank you. For those who don't care for me, thank you. Because it all works together for the good who love Jesus. Amen. Let's get back to some music. This is Randy Scott, Twilight. I had an opportunity to interview him, and this guy is just phenomenal. Check it out. Thank you. My beloved, we're about to put a bow on this broadcast here on KingScottRadioTV.com. And I am DJ Dove. And here at this studio, I wear many hats. So you may hear Pastor Kevin T. Scott. You may hear DJ Dove, and we have a number of different shows that we put on. We are in this entertainment business. We are show off for Jesus. We try to keep the words positive. We know that storms do come and storms do go. And I can tell you that I've been through a few storms myself. This particular show is Motivational Monday because we're just starting out in a new week. And there are going to be some challenges for people at your place of employment. at the business that you own, wherever you are going to go, there's going to be some challenges that you're going to have to overcome. And this Motivational Monday is to help you get there, to help you get through it. That's why we play a variety of music. We'll play a little jazz. We'll do some R&B. We'll do some gospel, because it's a mixed bag. And that's what you're going into, a mixed bag. Now, I want to give homage to Pastor Reverend Terry K. Anderson. I've been listening to his broadcast because, see, I'm a connoisseur of listening to others. And I can tell you that I learn from others, because I don't know everything. I can be a good conversationalist at times. And I remember my uncle, who I told you about a little while ago in the show, that he told me, he says, Kevin, sometimes you know too much. And people don't always want to hear your point of view. Well, I agree with that now. I understand that sometimes I need to listen more than I talk. And when you can start identifying the things that you can do to make your own life better, then you're getting somewhere, because we're not perfect people. When you can look at yourself in the mirror and make an honest assessment. And he said, I know that you're a smart man. I know, and I have the confidence in you that the answer is in your head. But sometimes you got to let others come up with the solution. And if you can do that, if you can humble yourself and allow that to take place, you are going to be a better person. And at the end of the day, I want to be a better person. How about you? How about you becoming a better person? I know the person that's ahead of you has some issues. Their personality is kind of quacky, and their logic is very simplified or simple. And you have to still listen to them. And it's best that you listen and let them have that temporary stage, because in your life, God is going to have you shine when he is ready for you to shine. Sometimes you got to go through the mud and then get through the car wash and clean it up. And you become a better person because you've been through something. Motivational Monday is designed to push you through this week, because we got to get through hump day. We got to get through Thursday. And for those of you who work the 9 to 5, 5 days a week, and when Saturday morning get there, you can relax in your glory. And you can tell yourself, you know what? I got through this week too. Because you're trying to do the right thing versus the wrong thing. I understand, my beloved, that we are born into sin, but there are ways to overcome it through Christ. And if you can do that, you're going to be the victor. I know people are going to set traps for you to fall into. Oh, yes, they're going to do that. And they want to watch you squirm. But like I said earlier in the show, smile. Because you have the protection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he's not going to let that plan develop. Some kind of way, it's going to turn around. And you just be there to handle that glory of knowing that you believed in something bigger than yourself. Because it's not all about you, it's all about him. And he's going to get that glory because of your actions, your words, and your deeds. And nobody, not anyone, can take that away from that part of your resume. So as we filter out the negativity, the corruption, the slick lie, and the wicked, you understand that all this is going to work together for your good. Go down the road. Do the right thing. I know it's going to hurt. But no pain, no gain. Because God can take pain and turn it into victory. I believe that with all my heart, mind, and soul. This is DJ Dove on KingScottRadioTV.com. You be strong this week. And next week is going to be even better. Because as we work together as a team, all for his glory, trust me in him that we all going to be all right. KingScottRadioTV.com, DJ Dove. Just let it be. Na, 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 na.
Thinking of